Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody out there in radio land, it's relationship enthusiast Tiffany Williams Jallo joining you for the Tiff Talk Thursday edition of Relationships 360 Degrees right here on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks for tuning in. For my first-time listeners on Relationships 360, myself and expert guests empower you with information and other tools to help you repair, build, and maintain quality relationships. But tonight, on Tiff Talk Thursday, we give the experts a break, and I spend the entire hour fielding your comments and questions while reviewing this past month's shows, plus the latest in relationship news. And boy, do we have a lot to talk about. There are two ways you can join in on the conversation. You can dial 714-409-0610 to talk to me live. And if you missed that, the number is right on the show's Blog Talk Radio page, or you can simply post your remarks and questions in the chat room. Now, as is custom on Tiff Talk Thursday, I want to quickly run down the shows from the previous 4 weeks and maybe even talk about a few questions that we didn't have enough time to talk or to ask our experts when they were on the show. And I'll start with marriage material. Is the person you're dating a keeper? That show was from a couple of weeks ago, and it featured dating guru and founder of LookingForMySpouse.com, Tracy Price. She was our expert on our program. And her website, LookingForMySpouse.com, was born out of a series of failed relationships that she had been involved in. And she thought that, you know, maybe she just wasn't doing the right things in her relationships, just like, you know, many of us feel. So she started a site for people who desired a spouse and wanted to be educated on how to get one. And I asked her on the show, you know, what she thought men and women were looking for in a mate. And I have to say that I agree with her answer that men and women look for mostly the same qualities in each other, with trustworthiness and honesty being the main two qualities that men and women look for in each other. Additionally, men and women look for individuals that they can share their vulnerabilities with. For a man, you know, being able to be himself around a woman allows him to take the relationship to another place. And, you know, ladies, take it from me, you know, when a man, you know, feels that he can trust you in a relationship and he feels like, you know, you'll ride or die with him, then, you know, you become, in his mind, marriage material. So, you know, ladies, if your man tells you that he feels safe with you, and, he doesn't already have his own wife, then expect a ring. I'd say expect a ring pretty soon. Notice I didn't say rock because, you know, some of your men out there can't afford it. But, you know, it really doesn't matter, you know, how much money he has. Basically what matters is how he treats you and that, you know, he treats you as the precious jewel that you are. So the flip side of, you know, letting a man be a man, so to speak, and I've heard the argument, you know, from my own man, who we might get to hear from later on in this program, is that nagging him or emasculating him, castrating him, slowly kills the love that he has for you ladies by making him feel like, you know, he's less of a man, which brings me to last week's show. Single ladies, are you too successful for a mate? We did that show last week. It was excellent, and I encourage you guys to go back and listen to the on-demand episode by visiting this radio show's Blog Talk Radio page. In case you don't know where that is and you're listening by phone, you can visit www.blogtalkradio.com/relationships360, and you can find all of the archived and on-demand episodes there. Going back to, again, the show last week, Single Ladies, Are You Too Successful for a Mate? On that show, we had divorce coach Tawan Lowe. She spoke about how successful women, or as society defines them, women who have earned advanced degrees, they have high earning power, excellent credit, and own their own homes and businesses, or independent women, if you will, who can pretty much get anything that they want in life without the assistance of a man, how they have a difficult time taking off the boss hat once they leave the boardroom and embracing their wife role in the bedroom. So they have a hard time making that transition, flipping that switch from being the boss to being the wife at home. And I want to mention the founder of One Sexy Wife and the Bringing Sexy Back Conference. I met Tawan Lowe there. The founder of the Bringing Sexy Back Conference is Gail Crowder, and she was on my show back in February. And she calls the work in the rest of the world the war room. So, you know, basically anything outside of the house is the war room for men and women. And then, of course, a man's home is, or the safest place for a man is his bedroom, so at home. So, again, you know, whether you call it the boardroom or the war room, successful women having a hard time making that transition and treating their men, you know, like their children or employees, and as Tracy Price said, less than a man. However, I will have to come to women's defense. I don't feel, you know, women do this on purpose. They don't do it consciously. They just don't know how to turn off the switch in their mind that says that they're not at work. Once they have arrived home. And it's going to take shows like Relationships 360 and experts like Tracy Price, the founder of LookingForMySpouse.com, divorce coach Tawan Lowe, and Gail Crowder, the founder of One Sexy Wife and Bringing Sexy Back, the Bringing Sexy Back Conference, all successful women who appeared on this program, to re-educate women, especially those that feel that they don't need anyone because they have it all, and to allow, you know, men to be men and lead the household. And what I mean by lead the household is that a man takes care of his woman, physical, spiritual, and emotional needs. And ladies, we need to stop micromanaging our men and trust that they will do what God has ordained them to do, and that is to provide and take care of the family, which includes you and your children, if you have children. And I think because women have been so hurt by infidelity, and successful women, especially by men who have taken them to the cleaners, that letting go of their vulnerabilities is a mountainous task. But we have to realize that not every man is out to get us, which is why I did the show with Tracy. And, again, the name of that show was Single Ladies, Are You Too Successful for a Mate? And I'd have to say, you know, ladies, we are too successful, you know, for a mate. The answer is no. Again, we just need to be re-educated, like Tracy Price said on her show. And we need to know what to look for up front in a potential mate so we don't get burned by men that don't bring to the table the qualities that we don't want in a relationship. And you can also listen to my show, Dating Smart, from April, from last month. It featured one of the Internet's top dating coaches, April Braswell. You You guys probably, if you Googled